BJ and Jamie.
We just did some of these ridiculous rules for Major League Baseball and how they came out with that 100-page list of, it's not really what you can and can't do, it's more what you can't do.
Man,
you can't.
And Schmidil is bitching.
Woo, man.
Go ahead and tell them how you're so upset about the batting process.
Well, none of it makes any sense. Say a guy hits a double, right? Okay, he's going to go to second base.
Oh, boy.
And then once he gets to second base, they're going to stop play, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Then he has to walk all the way back to home, grab his bat,
gotcha.
Put it on the rack, and then go back to second base.
Yeah, right,
that's
going
to add like five minutes to every at-bat. There's at least 27 at-bats a game. That's like 2 hours just watching some guy walk back and forth between bases.
The entire
only
time.
One person is allowed to touch the bat.
The entire time that music was playing, that's all we heard.
He was going crazy.
He stood in here just complaining,
But I am here as the beacon of hope. I am here as your sunshine because I want to tell all of you it could be much, much worse.
Really?
Yes. We could be living in the UK. And guess what? The UK is still on solid, solid lockdown. The UK is locked the F down. All right?
Still?
Yes.
They were locked down before I think anybody in the US were.
The only thing they're allowing you is to have a bubble. You could have a people bubble.
Huh?
You're allowed right now to have a people bubble.
What's a people bubble?
Well, it's something fun to say. Everybody say it in your car. People bubble.
People bubble. People bubble.
People bubble.
What is a people bubble?
Well, people bubble is where you can choose if you live alone or if you're, you know, whatever, been isolated by yourself. You can find a family that can you can be part of for the next week until 4th of July. You can be part of their people bubble.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, you can even spend the night with them. Before, you were just in your house. But now, because they think people are going a little woo-hoo, coo-hoo for Cocoa Puffs, that people can invite you into their people bubble.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
Why?
What if somebody invites you in and they've got the virus?
I don't know. They're just saying they're allowing the people bubble. Man, that is weird to say off your lips. I don't know if they just allowed that. Okay. So then July 4th, the UK is opening up. Okay.
Okay. Good.
They've been down for a long time.
Yeah, that's next week.
Yeah. So right now you can go and rent a camping site, a camper, or like an Airbnb. Right now they're booking one every 11 seconds for 4th of July weekend. One every 11 seconds.
They're
done.
Yeah.
They got to get out of here.
They want out of their people bubble.
Yeah. They want out of their people bubble. And so here is some of the rules. If you thought our rules were bad, listen to the UK's rules. The people that cut your hair, they don't wear face masks. They have to wear shields. Okay. The face shields. And it has
the visor type.
Yeah. And it says it has to go past their chin. So it has to go all the way down here. Where do you get one of those? A welding's mask?
Yeah.
A welder's mask? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I see them at certain grocery stores. Not for sale, but people have them on.
Maybe just take a piece of plexiglass and strap it to your face.
I don't know where they get them.
And how do you move with that on?
Like this?
Like,
I'd kind of like to have one.
You would?
Yeah, I think it would.
What are you going to do? What?
I just kind of like the way it looks.
I kind of want one with a windshield wiper.
Yeah, that would be cool, too. Yeah. What else?
Right, sorry.
What else?
Okay, all right. So, and also at hair salons, no hair dryers.
Say what?
It'll blow around the COVID. No hair dryers.
So you have to leave as a wethead?
Yes.
If you go to the...
I mean, be thankful that our hair dryers, I mean, you can get your hair cut and, you know, they'll dry it for you.
Stick your head out the window?
No, they don't want blow dryers.
Okay, yes.
So starting July 4th, each person that comes into your business, you must keep a record of for 21 days.
Like where they've been,
where they're going. Yeah, mm-hmm. Do you know how long that's going to take?
So you have to interrogate someone as soon as they step in foot in your business.
And then you have to keep a file for 21 days, like tax records. Of each person? How long is that going to take? Each person that comes in, you have to keep a record of them for 21 days. This, again, is in the UK. So be thankful, friends. Now here's the worst one of them all. This is so dumb. Okay, so no music or television is allowed in any bar, any restaurant, sports bar, nothing.
Why not?
Because people talk too loud.
They'll
talk over each other.
Yeah, you'll have to talk louder because of the volume of the TV.
Because the TV's on.
That spews everything more.
Yeah, and so then I'll talk loud.
So the bars are going to be like a library?
Yeah, what's the point?
Oh, you got to do it like
So yes. You do like this at a sports bar?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, look, we just scored.
Is that?
Yeah. There's no TV on.
Is that the craziest thing?
Can I get a Bud Light?
Should we? So shouldn't we all be thankful that we live in the United States of America?
You know,
I mean,
yes,
come on.
Yes,
it
yes.
could be far worse. We could still be locked down until July 4th, and we'd have to freaking whisper in places.
Don't you think that they impose this, or at least make these recommendations, just to tell, just for people to go, I'm not going. They do it just so in your head.
Maybe that's a great point.
You see what I'm saying? It's kind of a reverse psychology.
Oh.
That they put all these rules
into
place.
Because that's what I did with our HOA pool. I'm not going.
It worked with you.
All our stuff.
Yeah. They said, hey, you can only come here. You got to have a reservation. You can only do this. You can't sit in a lawn chair. You got to do this. You can only stick one foot in the water. You can't do both feet at one time. Yeah. They do it so rule driven that you say, screw it. I'm not going. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the reason they do
it. You're smart. No, I think you're right. I mean, I'm not being facetious because,
how
many of us have said, I'm just not even going to go there. I'm not even going to do it. Oh my God, it's too much. Yeah, you're right.
If there's a game I want to see.
Psychological.
I wouldn't go to the bar.
This is psychological warfare.
It is.
Whoa.
That's what they're doing to us.
Somebody else said, I still don't use a hairdryer. I don't use a hairdryer in Arvada. In Adams County, we were told first we couldn't use a hairdryer, and it's still not recommended. A lot of people aren't using hairdryers.
They're not?
No.
Even here?
Yeah.
Well, we thought these were just goofy British rules. We didn't realize they apply here.
I know, right?
Oops. Sorry.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.